This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass guy? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
Roland Martin, brought to you by General Motors. Made to love. The all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala puts a new spin on an amazing heritage. Find new roads to 2014 Chevrolet Impala from our Washington, D.C. studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, good morning. Hope you had a fabulous, fabulous weekend. It's always amazing, Tom, when we look at these people, you look at these nuts on television, they're always talking about, black folks, you really shouldn't focus on these things where you're being excluded. And I was reading over the weekend this piece in the New York Times about even in the fashion industry, on the runway models, in the fashion week, how black folks are just devoid, and then you wonder why people have issues when it comes to beauty, because the beauty in America is the standard is still white folks. And so, really, how do you even break through this? And I said, well, let's call Michaela Angela Davis. Of course, she was the associate fashion, culture, and executive fashion and beauty editor for Essence Magazine, founding fashion director for Vibe Magazine, and also the last editor-in-chief for Honey Magazine. And she's been covering this stuff and seeing it for years. And Michaela, first of all, glad you were with us this morning. Here's what gets me. Folks in the fashion industry supposed to be old liberals and old concerned about these issues, but it's Lily White.
Yeah. Good morning, Roland. It's tough that we're having this conversation again. You know, in 1989, Beth Ann Hardison started the Black Girls Coalition to tackle this issue. 1989. And the point that you made is something that people don't talk about much. I mean, we were so proud of how the fashion industry really tackled HIV and AIDS, right? Like, they really rallied around Fashion Night Out. We've raised so much money. But when it comes to diversity, it's crickets. There's silence like this. So I think because HIV and AIDS so directly affected white males at the time who were, and particularly white gay males who were so much a part of the industry, that's why they rallied around.
But it's so many other issues as well. The point I'm making is you can look at all these so-called liberal causes, but frankly, when it comes to putting black women on runways, when it comes to who's working in these magazines, they are devoid of black folks.
Well, I mean, it's not even just devoid. I think that it's literally that they're cowards and that there's so much bigotry because they don't. I think it's, I think Beth Ann said it right in that article, and so did Iman. It's really time to get gangster and tell the truth and call some people to task because they don't see us as equal. They don't see the beauty as equal. They don't see the creativity as equal. And so you can't, and not only are they supposed to be liberal, innovators. Fashion is supposed to move the world forward in aesthetics. So for them to not see that their lack of diversity is archaic is hypocritical, right? And it's not just black people not being, I mean, certainly, there need to be more of us as creative directors, as designers, as casting directors making these decisions. But they're also, Roland, there are white folks there that can see. You can see if every single model is white. Something is wrong.
They don't.
And you are a coward if you don't
world.
Say anything.
They don't see
but
it,
their world, I don't buy that.
But they love Obama.
I don't think that every single person that is involved in a fashion show, which are many, there are many people to put that on, that one person does, it's like bullying. If you see something, say something. So I think we need people on both sides. We need us to keep talking about it and to also start to strategize, which I know Beth Ann is going to do. But also the white folks that are in there that see how imbalanced it is, they have to stop being cowards.
You don't say what they say. We need more color in this show. Yeah, yeah. Not just the dresses and the skirts.
We're not talking pops of
yellow. Well, yeah, it is. When people get so wrapped up in this, no, it's post-racial, but those same fashion people, man, they would quickly go to an Obama fundraiser, but I guess they think he's colorless. That's sort of how these folks think. Michaela Angela Davis, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.